It's time for the Secrets of Staffing Success from Haley Marketing. Candid conversations with entrepreneurs and thought leaders in staffing and recruiting.
How do you guys differentiate yourselves from your competitors? Is ACA a threat or an opportunity for the staffing industry? How can the staffing industry improve the candidate experience? What will be keeping you up at night over the next 2 years?
And here's your host, Todd Lewandowski.
Welcome to the Secrets of Staffing Success, brought to you by Haley Marketing Group, the only podcast out there devoted to the issues and trends in the staffing industry. You can find us on all of the usual places, in iTunes, on Stitcher, and on Google Play. And if you have that podcast app on your iPhone, just search for Secrets of Staffing Success, and you can have all of our brand new episodes sent directly to your phone. Our guest this week on Secrets of Staffing Success is the owner, founder, president of Vector Technical in Cleveland, Ohio. He's Tim Blake. Tim, thanks so much for joining us this week.
It's a pleasure to be here, Todd.
I'm guessing as a solo entrepreneur, you can also probably add janitor, maintenance man to that list of titles over all the years.
Oh, yes. I even replaced the toilet paper in the bathroom.
Good man. That's what I like to hear. Well, let's start off. What we like to do here is kind of let you give your 60-second elevator pitch about Vector Technical. Tell us who Vector Technical is and what you guys do.
Well, Vector Technical, we were founded in 1992. Our focus is manufacturing, industrial, highly skilled manufacturing and industrial positions. We have a large concentration in the chemical industry. We're located in Willoughby, Ohio. We've been in the Lake County area for all of our 25 years. We're a strong supporter of our military. We have strong connections with several vet groups, and we also donate time to help vets get back on track and help them with resumes and interviewing. We work with several of the local colleges and technical schools also, and working with entry-level college kids and skilled. We do a lot of different things in the community. We're also we're all big sports fans, so we support softball team and a couple of local baseball teams too. So we're big in our community also.
You mentioned 25 years you guys have been in business. What made you want to start a staffing company in the first place?
Well, that's a great question. At the time, I was a regional sales rep for a company, doing a lot of travel. Knew, you know, I was married and thinking about starting a family, and I knew travel was not a good way to do it. So I was looking into different opportunities, and I was very close to buying into a machine shop, but the deal fell through. And about the same time, My then wife was working for a small recruiting firm, and the owner was in financial trouble. Basically, what happened is he was padding his invoices, and the bank called out his line, and he couldn't cover it. So while all this was going on behind the scenes, I felt like this is an opportunity. Why don't we start a firm and take your existing customers? So that's what we ended up doing. It was one of those things where you see opportunity and you grab it. And, you know, it wasn't an industry or a business that I would have picked, but it turned out to be perfect for me because I love manufacturing and I love business and I love sales. And now I get to be a part of a lot of different manufacturing processes. A lot of our companies, you know, we're a big part of their growth and their success. So in that sense, I think I hit the nail right on the head.
Who was there to guide you back then? Because really, you know, if we think back 25 years ago, the internet was in its infancy. You know, there wasn't message boards or networking groups online. Who was there to kind of guide you and help you learn this business early on?
That's a great question, but I guess I got to say, you know, obviously it doesn't come with an owner's manual.
Right.
And the other, and really, it was, we learned by taking chances. And, you know, I took my sales background and what I knew there, and at least I could apply that to that function. Honestly, for the most part, you know, we just we spent a lot of time making mistakes and learning.
So it was a lot of trial by fire, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. What's the biggest change that you've seen in the staffing industry over those 25 years?
I would say hands down, technology and the internet. Hmm. Those are the two biggest factors that have leveled the playing field. From day one, when the internet came out, I said, man, this is made for the staffing industry. Hmm. And I think we've done a really good job of leveraging the internet and technology. And it's really enabled us to compete on any level. We can compete with nationals, and we can have the same face.
Yeah.
You know, our website is professional and looks great and has tons of great content. I mean, you wouldn't know that we're in Willoughby, Ohio. Mm-hmm. It's not important.
Right.
So when you put those two factors together, I think that there's hands down, it just has blown away the industry and really permitted or allowed a lot of growth, not just for small businesses like ours, but pretty much everybody in the industry.
Yeah, you mentioned how the internet has kind of leveled the playing field a little bit. I'm wondering, you know, how have you, over 25 years, you guys have had tremendous success and tremendous growth. How have you guys been able to differentiate yourselves in your market and maintain that level of success for 25 years?
I think a lot of it is we build strong relationships with our clients and our candidates.
Hmm.
You know, as far as on our client side, we've had some of our clients for better than 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are the who's who of Northeast Ohio businesses. By doing job shadowing and site visits and, you know, building profiles on positions and working hand in hand with HR and hiring supervisors. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, we like to think of ourselves an extension of their HR group and not just, you know, a vendor. I think that's helped us a lot. Also, leveraging cutting edge assessment strategies that like our testing. We have Kinexa, or now it's IBM, proveit.com. We've been utilizing them since they started. I think we're one of their original clients.
Wow.
We were doing assessments and testing very early on.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of put us ahead of the curve. You know, we're very focused on tailor-making our services to the customer because every client's needs are different.
Mm.
So, you know, we'll assess their needs. We'll take a look at the skill sets and we'll pair that with the assessments we have, put together a strategy to deliver top talent. And again, you know, I'm going to mention again that, you know, and that other thing that I think that's been a real plus for us is we work with veterans in the community.
Hmm.
And we were doing it before it was sexy.
All right, we're going to take a real quick break. When we get back, I want to talk with Tim about something that Vector Technical does that really sets them apart from all of their competition. And it's a great lesson for any staffing firm out there.
This is David Cerns, CEO of Haley Marketing, and thanks so much for listening to Secrets of Staffing Success. If you're looking for new ways to improve sales, or these days, attract talent, our team would love to help. Check out our website at haleymarketing.com, or better yet, give us a call at 888-696-2900, and let us know where your staffing business needs help. Our consultants will be happy to brainstorm ideas for you. Thanks again for listening, and now let's head back to Todd.
I think another thing that really sets you guys apart is that PAR Excellence program that you have in at Vector. And I really love this concept, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But give us an idea of what that program is and how it all came about.
Well, it's a different approach to hiring. We use a combination of benchmarking and assessments. And when I say benchmarking, what I mean is what we'll do is we go in and we have a process where we meet with both hiring managers and top performers in those positions. And we develop a profile based on that, and then we have selected assessments that we would administer to their top performers so we can help kind of benchmark scores or specific skills. We take all that, we put it together, and we develop what we call like a profile.
Hmm.
What it is, it's a more reliable way to help you ensure you're hiring top performers. And it's it's a radical departure from traditional skill matching and what everybody says is gut feel hiring.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you know, it's more objective, it's performance based, it's based on what things that are help help make it easier to spot top performers, like real hard skills and behaviors. It helps them from wasting time with unqualified candidates. That's one of the biggest complaints we hear. You know, there's so much resume embellishment, and people just spend so much time screening that they're, you know, that takes away from what they're supposed to do. And it actually, the funny thing is, here's the crazy part, is it actually came to me in a dream.
Wow.
I would have I have a tendency to have idea dreams where I don't know why I think about work so much, but I always keep a paper and pen next to my bed. One night I just woke up and all I could think about was this word PAR, which is profile, assess, and recruit. And I just wrote it out on paper, and then when I woke up the next morning, I just kept going from there. I think it just was born out of some of the things we were already doing. I didn't put a real concept to it, and that's really where it came from.
I think you have something in common with Keith Richards. I think Keith Richards woke up in the middle of the night and wrote the riff for Satisfaction in his sleep and went back to bed and woke up the next morning, and there it was on a recorder. So there you go. It's just the same concept there.
Right. Well, and I don't know if you know the story about Duane Allman. He had a dream that Jimi Hendrix taught him Little Martha on the sink.
Wow.
Running water. It's a true story.
That's funny.
I'll take that company.
Absolutely. What I love about the PAR Excellence Program is that you kind of took what you could describe as your normal assessment process, your normal service process, but you branded it. You gave it a name. You gave it an identity. And that's such a huge differentiator. But also the second part of it is it gives your customers the impression that they're getting something that they really wouldn't be getting from your competitors.
Well, so much of this business is done over the phone, too.
Right.
And that's something that's always been where we had a different approach, because you know you can't learn about the culture and get a handle on what the environment's like over the phone. Hmm. We are a strong believer in face-to-face meetings. But we always try to push for plant tours. And again, when you're meeting with decision makers and developing a profile, now you have buy-in from everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're putting someone in place, they're doing a new hire and they know they were part of the process, there's a lot more buy-in, and they're going to feel like they're part of their success.
Yeah.
It's a positive all the way around.
I want to talk for a bit about the candidate side of things. You know, as we're in the first couple episodes of this podcast, I think the ongoing common question we're going to talk about each time is, how do you find great talent? Because every single one of our clients right now is saying their biggest challenge is finding good candidates. What's been one or two of your most successful methods for finding good talent?
Well, social media has been huge for us. And that's a combination of the Social Pro program that we have and blogging through Haley. Also, we have an office full of millennials. So they've helped us develop a presence on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. A lot of sharing, which is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's one of those things that it's cumulative and it's through time. You know, you're not going to get instant results, but once you start to get a foothold and people start getting used to seeing your things and sharing them, you know, then it's a lot more organic.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just the social media thing has been huge for us. We also use Zoom Info, Career Builder, Craigslist, GlidePath, and Indeed. Right now, I'm sure everybody will tell you that Indeed is probably the biggest player, kind of surpassed Career Builder and Monster. So we're doing a lot with them. All these outlets along with our job board too, which, you know, when we're driving traffic to our website, you know, people are looking at our job board. But we're constantly changing up our postings. We're always looking for new ways to attract candidates. This past weekend we just did, it's something called Party in the Park in Painesville, and they have bands all weekend. It was Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all day and night. And we had a booth there. You know, we gave away Indians tickets. We had some drawings for that and a wine basket, and we had a bunch of giveaways. And, you know, and we picked up, you know, a fair amount of potential candidates, but also just getting your name out. And
yeah.
So we do those kind of things too, job fairs, but really they're a lot less effective than they used to be. really number one is social media.
Yeah, I think it's so important for staffing firms, and we don't see it enough, is treating candidates like you would treat prospective clients. You know, if you're not staying in touch with candidates, if you're not getting your name out there, they're going to go down the street to your competitors. There's no doubt about it. You know, I wish the staffing industry would do a better job of understanding that candidates need to be nurtured just as much as clients do.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, they are. They're. I always say we have two customers. We have the client that gives us the job order, and we have the candidate that we hope can fill it. So you're 100% right on that.
And I think another area, and I don't mean this to be a bash fest here on the staffing industry, but I think another area where the staffing industry sometimes falls off is just the overall candidate experience. You know, it's for a candidate to come into your office, it can be very time consuming, very tedious. It doesn't exactly fill them with a lot of warmth. You know, what have you done over the past 25 years now that's been most effective for creating a great candidate experience?
Well, I think it starts from the minute they walk in the door and how you greet them.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. I mean, you know, we hear a lot of things from candidates telling us, you know, why they have negative feelings about agencies or their experience has been less than par. Mm-hmm. But what we do is, and everybody in our office, when they answer the phone, they smile on their face, and we want to make people feel like we're happy that they came. And so instantly when they walk in the door, they're greeted with respect, you know, with a pleasant face. The other thing that I think that's helped us is for 25 years, we've paid holidays after 30 days. Not everybody in this industry does those things.
Yeah.
I think more and more have realized we better do those things, but that's something we've always done. We have paid vacation after a year, but, you know, we do have long-term contractors, so those are important. We also have offer participation in our 401k, we do have temps that are part of our 401k, which is a matching program. We have gift cards to all of our employees at Christmas time, which is huge because they tell everybody else. And we love it when there's competition, other agencies in the same client, and these guys are telling each other, "Oh, we got this. What did you get?" And then we get calls. We want to change,
but
we love it. Mm-hmm. And then the latest thing we instituted was electronic onboarding.
Okay,
which
great.
I think people really appreciate. You know that we can do it offsite, and the big thing is with ACA is we have healthcare available immediately.
Well, but you're like a broadcast professional here because you led me right into my next question, which was going to be about ACA. You know, it's been such a huge issue for the past few years, and feels like now we're in a bit of a holding pattern until we figure out what the current administration has in store here. But how have you guys addressed the ACA both internally and with your clients? Do you guys see this as a major roadblock to success or as a possible opportunity for the staffing industry?
You know, that's a great question because, you know, when all this started, came out, I did every seminar, webinar, and I went to the ASA conventions and sat in all the informational workshops regarding ACA because a lot of people in our industry were frankly scared to death about it. And in my mind, you know, if it's coming, we know it. The first thing I said is, okay, I'm going to look at this like a statutory tax. It is what it is. There's two things we can do. We can go back to our clients. We can build it into the bill rate. And the other thing we can do is make it a benefit, you know, and see and understand what we're able to give to the candidates or the potential employees. And the funny thing is everybody who is on the insurance side, like essential staff care or whatever, they were all saying, nobody's going to take it. You know, we'll offer it. This is the programs, but don't worry. Nobody's going to. Let me tell you something. People are taking it. A lot of them, a huge percentage of them have opted for coverage. And I'm thinking to myself, we're able to offer affordable insurance coverage to our contract employees. And that's a big benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And, when you're able to offer something as a benefit, you know, it makes the employee feel like they're more, you know, they're not a temp. They're more, they're more engaged with a company that cares about them and that offers them benefits. That's how you retain better people. It's also how you can recruit, attract better people.
Absolutely.
So I think it's been pretty good for us. And, you know, I hope that, you know, there's still something that going forward we'll still be able to offer something.
If you look ahead 2-3 years down the road, what will the staffing industry look like then? What's the biggest change you see coming?
I think it's going to continue to grow. There's no question that we have a place in the employment in the employment sector, and we just keep getting a bigger place. It makes a lot of sense for companies. It allows them to be more effective and more and do what they do best, and it saves a lot of time and administrative. I think we're geared to do this, and we're experts. And more importantly, we got the database.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our secret sauce. So I think the needs are just going to continue to grow. And even if things change, I mean, they're still going to have something out there. And the best way for companies to be able to deal with anything that's new is to kind of push it on somebody else. And that's why staffing agencies are there. That's what we're there for. It's such a valuable thing that we provide. You know, the biggest thing on every company's P&L is their payroll, and human capital. And it's huge and it's important, and we can make it more effective, and we can help them get a handle on those costs. Then why wouldn't they use us?
Absolutely. Tim, I want to thank you so much for sharing your secrets to staffing success. I want to wish your Browns best of luck. Sounds like they're probably going to need it. You know, it could be a rough year. Just keep faith, because by week 6, 7, or 8, the Cavs will be back in action. So you can jump back on the Cavs.
Right now, you know, honestly, Todd, now we're waiting for the Indians to kind of get it together and take a run for it again. So.
You've had a pretty good year here as far as Cleveland sports. It's been okay. A couple good years, really. So it's the Browns need to start catching up to everybody else.
I think that's going to happen.
All right. That sounds like a good optimistic Cleveland/Buffalo fan right there. There's always hope at the beginning of every season, isn't there?
Right. Always next year.
Absolutely. If you would like to find out more about Tim and Vector Technical, just head over to vectortechnicalinc.com. And of course, you can follow them on social media to see all the great things they're doing over there. Tim, thank you so much for, being such a great client of ours for what, probably 15 years or so now. I think you and I both started at Haley around the same time, and continued success to you and to Vector.
Thank you. And thank you for all you do for us.
Now, my big thanks there to Tim Blyke from Vector Technical. He was one of the first clients I got here at Haley Marketing. Tim and I have known each other for about 15 years now, so it's always great to touch base with him, and he's got a lot of knowledge to share about the staffing industry and his experiences in 25 years in the staffing industry. My biggest takeaway this week is I go back to that PAR Excellence program. Here was their regular vetting recruiting process that they said, you know, this already makes us stand out, but how can we take it a step further? How can we brand this, give it an identity, give it a name to make it seem like we're giving something extra to our clients without charging them for it? Something that they're not going to get from XYZ staffing down the street. And that's something that you can do with your own staffing firm. Take a look around. Look at all your processes. Is there a process there that already makes you stand out that you can take a step further by branding and giving it an identity? It's such a great tip for trying to stand out in a very crowded market. You know, it's not an add-on. You're not charging people for it. It's just a nice value-added piece that you're getting when you work with Vector Technical. So, and you can do this on the candidate side as well. This doesn't just have to be the client side. You can look at your candidate process and say, how can we brand this to attract better candidates? That's the number one issue right now in the staffing industry, is trying to find good candidates. So what can you do? Maybe you do some skill marketing. Maybe you do some social media marketing. Maybe you have our talent showcase that shows off all of your best available talent on your website. Those are all great ways to brand a candidate process so that they feel like they're getting something extra that they wouldn't be getting from XYZ staffing down the street. So take some time here over the next couple of weeks and get everybody together and say, hey, is there somewhere here in our process that we can make it seem like a standalone process here in giving something extra to our clients and candidates? We got to run. Of course, you can always check out Haley Marketing on all of the social media platforms. Check out our website, HaleyMarketing.com. We've got a bunch of great information there for free. And you can also check out our Lunch with Haley webinars at LunchWithHaley.com. And you can check us out on all of the usual platforms, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. You can find Secrets of Staffing Success there. We will be back in 2 weeks with another great episode. Until then, thanks for listening to the Secrets of Staffing Success.